We are learning Maseches Ba'Basra, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. We are starting in the middle of the Amud on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, 18 lines from the top. The first word on the line is L'Rabbanon. We're starting from Amar Rava. We had yesterday two shittas in two Amarayim, Rav Nachman and Rav Yosef, what the shear of the three Ilanois, how far could they be apart, and or how close could they be together. One man the Amma says between 4 and 8 Amas is good. The other man says between 8 and 16 Amas. And they had Tanoim. There was a Tano, when it came to Kerem, says if the vines are 16 Amas apart, it's not called a Kerem. And it's much more less than 16 is. But it doesn't say a shear below. But we learned that it must have been 8 because it's half. Just like in Rav Shimon, we have clear sheet this fear of Shimon. In fear of Shimon, the Tano, Rav Shimon, he says that when it's more than 8 amos, it's too big to be a Karen, and when it's less than 4 amos, it's too small. So clearly, Rav Shimon says between 4 and 8. So the other man, the Amma, that says, that says 16, we assume that once it goes below 8 amos, it's too close together. That's what we assumed, and therefore, there's B'chagis HaMarayim, if it's 8 to 16, or 4 to 8. Now comes Rava, and Rava says, Amar Rava Hilchasa, Me Arba Amos Va'ad Sheish Esrei. The shear is from 4 Amos until 16. And like the Rashbam explains, because he's going to the Rabbanon. All the Rabbanon said was that if it's more than 16 Amos apart, it can't be called a Kerem. Now if it's less than 16 Amos, it is a Kerem. Now what's the minimum? He doesn't say. So we assume that it's half. Just like by Rav Shimon it's half, here's what's a half. But you could say not. You could say the Rabbanon hold that it starts at 4 and ends at 16. And that's how Taka Rava is passing. If you look at the Rashbam, like the story, which there was a story where Rav Yehuda paskined that since it was 4 amos apart, it was called a state ilan. And va'ad tezayin amos ko'uvda the tzalmain in the Mishnah, that it was 16 amos apart, it was too big. V'kulik rabbanon kapasik, the sphere of amayda pligi pligi, my loy pligi loy pligi. Pligi v'ches amos mefuzarim, the Rav Shimon says that 8 amos is too big, v'amri tezayin. Amr tzufim, too close. Dalet Amos Moedile, his Moedah, that's only too close when it's less than 4, but from 4 to 16 is sufficient to be called a Stei Ilon. It's not called a forest, it's not called too close, it's not called too far, it's not called too close. It's good, and that's what Rava says. And the one with the right to Rava, Tanikam, I say to Rava, where Rice says right to Rava. Kama you mikuravim, how close could it be? Arba Amos, the closest it could be is 4 Amos, closer than 4 Amos is too close. How far spread apart could it be and still be called a state ilon, a field of trees? Sheish esrei 16, which means 16 v'loy ad b'chlal, like the Rashbam points out, because once it's 16, it's too far. So halacha is, if it's arba amos between arba and 16, hareza kona karka, you are koina the karka, v'asei alona shevineim, and the trees in between them. What does that mean, you're koina the trees in between them? The Rashbam says, v'asei alona is katanim, the small trees. And if you remember correctly, Dafayim Beis, there's machlokes there. Tosfos learns that it could be even bigger ilanis as long as the ilanis srak, they don't grow peiros, they don't count as taking away any nika. And those trees in between, you are koina automatically. You have three fruit trees in this ratio, and either trees in between, you're koina. Fidu Rashbam means the small trees. Koina Tosfos means any ilanis srak, any trees that don't produce fruit. So is it konakarka v'slon shemeneim, v'figuch yovash ilon, therefore if the ilon dries up, or his niksas, or gets cut down, yeshle karka, he has karka to replant it, because he gets karka. Pachis mekan, if it's less than 4 amis, or yesal kan, or more than 16 amis spread out, or if you bought one tree at a time, and now you have three, but it wasn't all the same time, the loch is, areze loy kona loy is a karka, you're not kona karka, loy is a lona is shemeneim, you're not kona the trees in between them, therefore, if the tree dries up or gets cut down, you don't have karka. That's right, clearly, like Rav, and that's what we're passing. That's the shear, 4 to 16 amos. Now, the Rashbam here asks that we find that the Gemara says on Dafayim Beis that a makdish ilonos, the ratio has to be 10 for the beis sal, which comes out to 250 square amos for each tree. And here it's saying the shear is 4 to 16, and there it says it has to be that ratio. So the Rashbam here says, this Gemara argues on that brisa. They're arguing, but Moichar and Makdash are the same. The Rashbam actually on Daf Ayin Beis asks this kash as well, and there is a different tariff. She's still steering the Rashbam. On Daf Ayin Beis, the Rashbam asks this kasha, and he says that Hekdesh and Mechira are different, he says. He says, Hekdesh, it says, theory says, I'm reading Rashbam Ayin Bezim and Aleph. I'm reading Shiro Lekamon Ba Mechir Sasfino. It's a different shir, Dal Ramas Tezayin. Hosom Das Mechir Talia Milsa. Vizeo Daitoi. Lahaknis Loi. Hatzorach Loi. Lekitas Peresa Beneim. Lechutz Loi Kamar Oile Vesara. Kamino Hosom. Hacha Be Yenika Talia Milsa. He says it's Cholok. Hekdesh and Mechir is Cholok. That's what he says there. And here he says the same. So Ayin Chom, that's the Shtikal Stira in the Rashbam. But Kapanam coming out, the shir is 4 to 16 Amos. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. We're going now when you have three trees in a property. The loch is a coin of the property if it's within 16 Amos and more than 4 Amos. So Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. Kishu moided. V'makim katsu moided. V'makim rachav moided. When you are counting, when you are measuring from tree to tree, and we don't have, let's say, more than 16 Amos, or we want not less than 4, where do we measure from? Do we measure from the makom kotzer of the trunk or the makom rachav of the trunk? Which means higher up on the tree, the trunk is thinner. The bottom of the trunk is thicker. So where do we measure from? Higher up or lower down on the tree? That's the question. Because you're moided, makom kotzer moided or makom rachav moided? I'm the Rav Gviyam Bekasil, the Rav Ashi, that I'm bringing a raya. Toshima, we learned in the Braisa of the Tanan. I learned in the Mishnah, the Tan, Harakuva Shavagefen, Eina Moidid Elam Ika Hasheni. This is talking about a vine, and you want to measure it in order to become a kerem, a vineyard. So it says when you measure from the Ika Hasheni. So Rav Rashbam learns that every vine has different knots, has a lower knot, a middle knot, and a higher knot on the tree. So you count from the Ika Hasheni, which is the second knot. And therefore, Rashbam says that we're being pushed really a third side. The question was, do you measure from the thickest part of the tree or the thinnest part of the tree? And we'll come here, you go from the middle of the tree. That's how we're paskening. That's what Rashbam learns, which is one of the problems of Rashbam's shot, that you're bringing in a new tzad, like the tzad that we didn't have yet. And also, it's a little bit shver, is what's the lashon harachuva shevegefen? The Rashbam learns this pasuk means when I'm measuring a vine, legabe, of vineyards. So what does Avdu Darachuva? What does Rechuva mean? Rechuva means when you graft a older vine with a newer vine. So what has grafting got to do with how you're measuring for the vineyard? It's not a problem of Taisi. Look at Taisi of Harakush of Geffen. It's Lepersha Kuntris, the Mepharish, Loshan Akava, Kasha Chodal, Mishesh Kalayim, Goris Ha'arkuva, that's first of all. Void, Le'ari Himishta Bakava Klaim. I'm not talking about the grafting. Void, the Mainaf Gamina Bahacha Kavali and Kalayim. What's the difference of grafting like Abdus Shiloh Kalayim? Therefore, he has a different shot. We're not going to, but Taisi has a different shot in the Gemara. We'll learn like the Rashbam's shot. The Gemara Shiloh was, is it from the thickest part of the tree to the thinnest part of the tree? And when Paishit, it's from the middle part of the tree. The moral shaila is that if I sell you a tree, and this tree had different branches that were covered by earth, went into the ground and came up somewhere else, and it looked like three trees, but really under the ground it was really one tree. There was one trunk really underground, but it looked like three trees because the ground was very high, the sand, the soil was higher up, and it looked like three different trees. Is that considered three trees or one tree? I'll bring you a rye. Tell me to the Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about making a vineyard. Now, a vineyard, you have to have at least five trees, because we said you have to have shnayim, can I get shnayim, vizonov. So if you here's the handling. If we're taking a tree and we're turning it into two, so you need then three trees turn into six in order to have a vineyard. So the Tanah Mavrach Gimel Gefanim VeKreim Nirim, and the Iker is Nira, which means that it's already took root. What you did was you took one of these vines, you stuck it into the ground, and it took root already there, but it's still attached to the mother vine.
There's two roots now.
No, it took root in the ground. Yeah, there's two roots, but it's really the yonik me'ikr from the trunk of the original vine, but it already took root over here. So the question is that considered two gefanim or not? Usually what they did was they cut it. After it took root, they cut it. But here they didn't cut it yet. If they cut it, it's poshut, it's considered three trees, the gabi stay ilon, and it's considered six trees, the gabi gefen. Here you didn't cut it yet. So Amarav Gilin Fana Mekreim Nirim, which means it took root. Rav Lezer of Tzadik Oimer, Yesh Benayim Adal Ames Vashmoyna, if it's the right ratio of separation between the vines, between 4 and 8 Ames, because this Mandiyama holds like Rav Shimon, like our mayor Rav Shimon before, so if it's the right ratio between Dalet and 8, 4 and 8, Mitzdarfim. Then it could be Mitzdarf to make a vineyard, a kerem. Mlav, ain't Mitzdarfim. No, it's not Mitzdarf. So a poish to shayla. The same thing is by 3 bad de Elon, that the koine karka, if it looks like 3 different trees, and they all took root, the halacha is, even though it's yoinik, mesharish, echad, it takes sustenance from one main trunk, the halacha is, still, it's considered 3 different trees. That's what in poish to kerem, it's considered 3 different trees. Again, if it's cut, it wouldn't be poshut. Here, even while cutting it, it's still considered 3 different trees. Remember before, Agzera. The more I said Agzera. Yeah, there's Agzera there, you have to cut it right away. Echram, because see, the tackle would work. It would be right, it's a stela. It says there that when you grow a geza, you have to cut it, because if not, the Agzera might turn into 3 trees. Boyra papa. Mokolo shnayim b'seich sadeo. I saw you 2 trees in the middle of the field. Now the meitzah usually in those days was a raised meitzah. The border of the field was raised. So you sold them 3 trees in your property, but the 3rd tree is on top of a meitzah. So maybe it's called a hefsik. It's not considered a tziruf, a combination of 3 trees. So mao, shnayim b'serach shloi v'echa b'serach shachar. Oh, mao, that's a shayla. Mao is a shayla, and mao is an answer. Now, according to Rashbam, it's imtim shloim. Imtim shloim are there, since it's all on your property. It's considered 3 trees. Shnayim b'serach shloi, if you have 2 in your own property. V'echa b'serach shachaveroi, and 1 in your friend's property. And the case is, you own that tree in the friend's property, and you own the karka on your friend's property. Is that considered 3 trees or not? Mai, teiku. Huh? It's in the properties of your friend. It's in the borders of the property of your friend. You got to own that tree with the crack under it. Yeah, it's continuing, but it's outlines in his outline, his meitzar, his everything. So that's why it's a little worse, because it looks like a separate thing. My teiku. So this shayla is intim shloimer, but the second shayla is teiku. The first shayla is sounding intim shloimer. That's good. Here it's a shayla teiku. And the Gemara goes for the same shaylas on top of my base. Boy Rav Ashi. Bar, mao shetafsik. If you have a bar in between the 3 trees, you have 3 trees, the ratio is within 60 namas, kavaldik, and there's a bar somewhere in the middle between the 2 trees. Is that called a hefsik or not? And if you say a bar is not a hefsik, why not? Because you can't see the water. What are amasamaya mao shetafsik? If you have actual little pond in between, is that mafsik? And another shayla is v'shirab mao, is v'shirab mafsik. Now, the Rashbam and Tosfos speak out, obviously v'shirab wasn't 60 namas wide. Usually shirab is 60 namas wide. If 60 namas wide, it's too far spread apart. So it was a shirab that was not 60 namas. That called a hefsik. And lastly, richba the diklamau. If you have a patch of the column in between here that doesn't belong to any, doesn't belong to him, is that called a hefsik or not? Then Mar does not. And Mar ends off with a teiku. The next shaila, boi minei hilo merevi, ola erez b'nehem mahu. If a cedar tree grew after the Mechira, the Gemara thought, in between the 3 trees, is that a hefsik or not? And you're not going to be koine karka. So Gemara asks, alachap shayla, it's already his karka. If I cared, he gets that tree. Olo, brashusa dedei nafak. If it grew in his own property, of course it belongs to him. What's the shayla? Gemara says shayla like this, lahoya erez b'neyem, there was a cedar tree in between them, mahu, is that mafsik between the 3 trees? Omalei, kana v'kana. First of all, you're kind of all the karka because of the 3 trees, and you're also kind of the eretz. Now, what's the pshat? Like the Rashbam says, because it says before, v'se'elona yishabineim, that when you buy 3 trees, you're kind of the property and the trees in between them. So here, you're kind of the eretz in between them. The only question is, that comes to the Rashbam, you have to wear a small eretz. That's what the Prisha speaks out in Shulchan Aruch. The Rashbam said, Elon Shevinayim is only yours if it's small. See, if they're talking about a small Erez, small cedar tree, Taka will be yours. According to Tosfos, it's good because Erez is usually Elon Yisrak. It usually doesn't produce pears. So it's good. Any size tree. But according to Rashbam, you have to Zet sign. It was talking about a small Erez. Now, what was the Gemara Shaila then? So what was the Gemara Shaila? What it says B'Nayim. It's the first Gemara 4. So Shaila was, since the Erez is a different type of tree, maybe you're not Koinet, Kamash Lon, then you are Koinet. Because and that's the Gemara saying, Lamaisa, it's Parsha Shaila, that you are koina that eras.